Ricky Gervais gains hundreds of thousands of online followers after skewering Hollywood elites. By Jerome Hudson on January 7, 2020. Actor-comedian Ricky Gervais took to social media to welcome what he said were the 300,000 new followers he gained on Twitter following his Golden Globes hosting performance Sunday, in which he called out Hollywood's virtue signaling about climate change, Apple operating sweatshops, and Hollywood's silence about accused rapist and disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein. "Welcome to the 300,000 new followers I acquired today. I promise you won't like everything I say, but here's a sexy photo," Gervais said. Gervais' Golden Globes monologue was a blistering critique of the do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do celebrity elites rarely seen, not to mention on live broadcast. "You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg," Gervais said in his opening salvo. "So, if you win, come up, accept your little award tonight. Come up, accept it, thank your agent and your God, and fuck off. No one cares about your views on politics or culture." With Apple CEO Tim Cook in the star-studded audience, Gervais tore into the company and its new film studio. "Apple roared into the TV game with The Morning Show, a superb show," Gervais said. "A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. You say you're woke, but the companies you work for, Apple, Amazon, Disney, if ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you?" Gervais said. Hitting a nerve among many of the stars in the room who worked for years, and even decades, with Harvey Weinstein, Gervais said our next presenter starred in Netflix's Bird Box, a movie where people survive by acting like they don't see a thing. Sort of like working for Harvey Weinstein. Of course, Gervais faced criticism from elite media, specifically former Entertainment Weekly editor Mark Harris, who said Gervais exposing celebrities as hypocrites is a right-wing talking point. Gervais fired back at the criticism, saying how the fuck can teasing huge corporations and the richest, most privileged people in the world be considered right-wing? Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at JeromeHudson.